This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a team. What a team. I was having a dance party in here. Lost track of everything. Damn. It's Alice at 97.3. Thank you for listening. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes, two completely separate shows, two amazing heartthrobs, incredibly talented musicians, and also flip masters. And we've got tickets for both of their shows all day long. Every hour from 7:05 to 5:05, all this week, we have tickets for both Benson Boone, October 1st at the Chase Center, and Shawn Mendes, October 14th at the Frost Amphitheater, all courtesy of Golden Voice. So be listening for code words. You know how we do it here? We give you a code word, you text it to the contest line.
Is it pick your ticket, or is it just one?
Both of them.
Oh, you get
them
both.
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 Oh,
you get both.
I don't know why I didn't get this text when I first read it. They need a hot tub judge. So they need someone who's going to really want to put out. And this guy is, like Sarah, doesn't want it, but will if tortured into it.
Right.
Huh. That's too bad.
Yeah. It is too bad. It's too bad that we don't all have the exact same libidos as each
It would be
other.
Nice.
It would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Then I'd never have to do it. It'd be so awesome.
Don't
Just,
say
like,
that.
Around,
You're such a liar.
Care. It's so fun.
No one's done it more than you.
At least you have something worked out.
We do.
You
have
like a system.
We have an agreement, yes.
I think most people don't, and guys, we just kind of sit, wait, and hope.
Yeah. Well, when we had kids, honestly, it was so tough to find time to do it that as our kids got older, he was like, I need to, please, one day a week, we'll figure out. I'm like, you got it. Let's figure it out. Because honestly, it weighed on me too. I'm like, I know he wants it. I don't even want him to see me naked because I just don't want him on me. Get off of me. I'm so tired and busy with kids all the time. And it was just like, that's when it's going to happen. I can flirt with them all week. We can go back to having physical contact and obviously save it for Friday. It was lovely. It was almost like a release valve. Just planned it out.
It helps everybody
it
be
does.
Ready. I like the planned.
Yeah. And then, like you said, such happiness afterward.
Yep.
Whatever I need done. Oh, darling, I would love a Ferrari. Well, let me find a way to get that for you, dear.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to your dad.
Or at least take the trash out in a timely manner. Either way.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with John is like I take a lot of that for granted. He does do all his stuff and it's not like he's nosing around looking for, you know, a pat on the back. So I try to acknowledge that stuff without making it seem like he has to do it to get
later. That's why I bring it up. Help your person out.
Mm.
They'll help you out.
Carry your part of the load. And then maybe you get lucky. If they remember about you, maybe leave them a list of the stuff you did that day. Here's all the things I did. Was there anything I missed? Was there anything else I could have done? Did you need something done to you? I mean, for you? Where were we? Oh, yeah. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes. Listen all day. Rest in peace, Loretta Swit.
Mm.
Now.
Is that Hot Lips?
It's Hot Lips Houlihan.
Okay.
She is, children's buckle in. Many years ago, there was a show called MASH, and it was like through the 70s and into the 80s, and it was huge. I mean, this was back when TV was, things are on when they're on. They're only on when they're on. There barely were VCRs by the 80s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. And you had to be there. You had to watch it. Everybody watched it. There were only five shows on each night for that anybody cared about. And then you'd go in and talk about them with your coworkers, et cetera. And people, oh, don't. You couldn't even say, don't tell me what happened. I missed MASH. You'd say, tell me what happened. I missed MASH. What happened? It was, in fact, I want to say for a long time, the series finale of MASH was the most watched television show that had ever happened. Like, it beat out Super Bowls to that point.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And then they say that more people flushed their toilets right after the show ended, because it was probably, I don't know, an hour-long series finale. I have no idea. But that everybody flushed their toilets at once. Like, the demand on the reservoirs for New York City was ridiculous. So you'd hear stories like that. So,
by the way, it still is the most watched scripted television show finale of all time with 105 million viewers, almost 106 million viewers.
Jeez.
It even surpassed the Super Bowls in viewership at that time.
Yeah, right. At the time, it was the record, because Super Bowls are now like 120 million. Or
Super Bowls always win, but like for just a TV show, though, it still tops.
Yeah. It was a really good show, and it had... I can just think of so many different cast members that were on that through over the years.
That was part of the problem, though, they had people come in and out. Like, Frank was great. Charles Winchester III.
Yeah, but he was a fun
Not so
character.
Into that guy.
Really? I liked him. I was thinking about him.
Why?
Yeah, because we were just talking about who we remember from the show, but Klinger was huge.
Klinger was great.
Radar was great. I loved Radar.
You loved Radar. Why?
And I liked BJ Honeycutt.
I like Trapper John better.
Really?
Yeah, I always liked Trapper John.
I liked them both.
Because the movie is one of my all-time favorite movies.
What was Hawkeye Pierce? Hawkeye Pierce. Yeah. He was Alan Alda's character. Yeah, it was a great show. It was just a show, though. It was just a little half-hour thing. It was set during the Korean War. They were a MASH unit, which was like a medical army something hospital. I can't remember what MASH stood for, but they were like, it was all the injured war, the army guys would come in.
MASH stands for Mobile Army Surgical Hospital.
Oh, there we go. Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. So Loretta Swit, who played Hot Lips Houlihan, she has died at 87, and she lived in New York City. She was Hot Lips from 72 to 1983. I want to say she wasn't Hot Lips the whole time. Like, she got replaced, or maybe the person in the movie was...
They replaced. She wasn't in the movie.
So
very few of them were in the movie. Radar, I think, is one of the only ones that was actually in the movies.
So the movies were afterward?
No, the movie was first.
Oh.
Yeah, it was based on a book.
So somebody was in the movie as Hot Lips, and Loretta Swit replaced her in the show. Got it. She died Friday. They are saying natural causes at her home in New York City. And she was best known from 1972 to 1983. She was Major Margaret J. Hot Lips Houlihan, head nurse. So rest in peace. And thanks for everything. MASH was a great show. Couple wedding things here. First of all, Hailee Steinfeld married Josh Allen, who at first I was like, is that the guy from Game of Thrones? But it isn't.
Oh, my goodness. No, he is the Buffalo Bills quarterback. That dude is a stud. Like, she got a good one.
Well, he did just sign a $330 million deal. He has a very cute little puppy face.
He does. Yeah. But he's also that guy who by himself runs right over defensive players. Like, he's huge.
Yeah.
And has no problem putting a shoulder down.
Let's see. So they got married. They got married in California. I think they haven't been engaged all that long. They've been together, it looks like, about 2 years. Spring of 2023.
Unfortunately, they can't get out of the shadow of the other famous lady and footballer that take up all the air in the celebrity world.
Are we talking about Taylor and Travis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like this couple. I love Haley Steinfeld.
I love Haley Steinfeld.
I love her to death. She was great in the Hawkeye
TV
series.
The Bills, though, so I can't really get behind this, you know.
Oh.
They're in the Pats division, so I'm like, I don't like them. We got to beat them every time. They got engaged in Malibu in November of last year, and now they've turned it around. It was, I believe they were married on Saturday, so that was in, it was still in May. It's May. But now we're in June. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to my son, Riley, who is 26 today.
Happy 26. Birthday, Berkeley.
He was born at 5:01 a.m. And I think it was, after like a Memorial Day weekend. So maybe it was like a Tuesday or something. Remember, I think I had started my, who cares? Anyway, happy birthday, Riley. And I'll see you soon, dear. Robin Thicke got married, finally.
This guy.
I know. You know what's so funny? He brought his luggage with him to the ceremony. Because he's like Vince Vaughn style, giant bags under his eyes.
It's unbelievable. Really?
I can see, I'm like looking at this tiny little picture of him. I'm like, is that luggage under his eyes?
Does he have kids?
He does. I want to say, wasn't he married
four
to,
children.
He was married to Paula Patton.
Yes.
And he,
he was caught with his hand on some lady's ass do you know this photo?
It's
a photo
of
him with a mirror behind him, and in the photo with this fan or whoever it was.
I think it was just a fan.
His hand is firmly grabbing this girl's ass.
But like really deeply undercarriaging.
Yeah. Well, it's what you do.
Oh, here. I believe we have a photo here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not only is he grabbing her ass, she has the shortest skirt you've ever seen on, and he is fully, like, most of his hand is gone.
That was the beginning of the end for him and Paula Patton.
Because if you did see this without the mirror behind him, it does look like he's just going, hey, fun, and she's all like, ooh, something's going on here.
Someone's goosing me.
Oof.
I hope it's you.
I rode on a flight with him once. He was delightful.
Oh, sure, he's a very nice guy.
He's been famous his whole life, though, so. Yeah.
He's programmed to be delightful.
So his dad, Alan Thicke, passed a few years ago, and he actually saved him a chair. It's very sweet. In the front row for the ceremony, there was a chair reserved for, in loving memory of his dad, Alan Thicke. And it said, although you cannot be here with us today, your love and light remain in our hearts. It's a full drape that goes over the chair, and you can see all this stuff that's been written. So if anybody who was there looking to, you know, like, oh, why can't I take that seat in the front row? They would see that it had been reserved for him, and there's a long message on the back, too. It's very sweet. The woman that he married, April Lovegeary, I don't know if he has all his kids with her. Maybe not. Maybe he had some with Paula Patton. But they've been together a really long time. Like, I want to say they've been together, or they've been engaged for 6 years. And I think they've been together.
He's got one from his previous marriage, but the other three are from
April
this
Love.
This lady.
Yeah. Mia, Lola, and Luca.
Well, that'll do it. Kids, we'll welcome the luggage on in.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It's if you get a chance to see those photos, they are.
Although what I heard about Vince Vaughn was that he's actually, and those kids may be grown now, who knows, but for a while there, he has kids, and he would be doing all the daddy stuffs, and when he would get a movie, he would go absolutely bat crap crazy out in the world.
Oh.
Like, bye family, I've got to go make a movie now. And then they'd be like, this guy never sleeps. And so the luggage was actually the opposite.
He would show up on the set at the beginning looking fantastic by day six.
And then he'd go tear the place up, whatever town it was in. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true. But
did we also hear that one of the, I want to say it was like, wasn't there a Google movie, The Intern or something?
That's the movie.
He was, they fixed his eyes in a lot of.
They had to.
Was your brother part of that?
There were people who had to go in after the fact and clean him up.
Frame by frame.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just smooth that out.
And that's not, but I should say, that's not abnormal.
Right.
They do that for a lot of big time stars.
Right. It happens.
Like, I'm human, but we've just made this movie. Make me more human, less human.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Could I be more ethereal?
More perfecter.
Right. Yes. There is a movie, I think it's called The Island, and I want to say that was one of your brother's first movies, where is it ScarJo? She's got a zit.
And he fixed it in every frame.
A couple of scenes. I'm sure it wasn't a forever zit, but it was enough that he had to go back in and frame by frame get that out of there. Yeah. That's cool. Vinny's brother works in Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood's not experiencing its best days at the moment. Mm. There's a lot less work than you'd think. With all these channels, you'd think differently.
You would.
But people are struggling.
All right, Vince, what you got coming up?
I got some fast facts and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Just going to keep on dancing and dancing and dancing. Every time I hear that song now, I think, Bob's Movie Club. Going to watch some movies because it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah, Vinny, Alice.
My wife goes, do you think we should watch Dirty Dancing? I said, that's 2 weeks away. No, absolutely not.
Oh, you should have.
I might not live that long. I don't want to. I want to really get that right before absolutely have to. That's a last minute homework. Situation.
So Bob's Movie Club every other Thursday, not this week, but next we're doing, you have to watch Dirty Dancing by then so you can join us at 6 o'clock in the morning on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And then of course it's its own segment. You can listen to it whenever you want to as part of our podcast setup that Bob is also taking care of. Check out the Alice973 Instagram for video reels and pictures from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Escape with Jane Lowe. all this week. Listen to Jane at 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Jennifer Lopez up all night live in Las Vegas on March 13th. At the Coliseum. Also, a two-night hotel stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino and round-trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation.
It's a weekend in Vegas, people.
Yeah.
With J-Lo.
Jane Lowe.
Sorry, Jane Lowe. She's got it. It's all Jane's contest.
Mm-hmm. 6.05, everybody. Be there.
All right.
Morning overcast, sun later, and inland, you know, north, south, east bay, we'll see the 80s, and the coastline might see, like, you know, not even see 70. Mm. So, there you go. All right, we begin with some fast facts.
Oh, I love fast facts. Fast fact. You don't have to ask me twice.
In NBA playoff action, there's never been a successful comeback from a three-down-three series deficit. Of the 159 NBA teams that have been down three games to none, only four of them forced a game seven, but they ultimately lost that as well.
Oh. There's never been a comeback from down three.
It's a deep hole to be in.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot. That's more likely to happen in... Well, I don't know. I'm sure some stat master will be able to say. I think that probably might happen more in hockey.
Maybe.
Hockey's weird. It's hard to understand the rhythms of that.
Well, it's all series, isn't it?
More yeah.
Like basketball, almost.
But it's one of those things with hockey players. I don't know. No. I don't know how that... It's weird. And then, never mind. Some species of male spiders tie up female spiders before mating.
Well, because they'll kill you.
It says so females don't eat them afterwards.
No. They want to live.
And then so they later like loosen the ropes and run for it? What is it?
Maybe she works her way out of it.
Oh, okay.
She's usually bigger too.
Mm.
More dangerous.
The Mission Impossible TV series from the 1960s invented the term self-destruct with their famous mission instructions that would, quote, self-destruct in 5 seconds.
I can't believe it took till when? What year?
The 60s is when the Mission Impossible. Yep.
I love that. I love the whole, you know, idea of a self-destruct. Well, if it all goes to hell, we're just going to blow this place up because we cannot afford to have these secrets fall into enemy hands. Self-destruct.
Tell me if you knew this.
Okay.
There's a tiny epoxy shield inside of aluminum can soda cans. Otherwise, soda would make the can corrode in 3 days.
Oh. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
I have heard, though, that that little epoxy thing is everything you think you can recycle can't be recycled because of it. Like a paper milk carton has that on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, maybe they burn it off because I know we can recycle cans. I don't know. That's a plastic insidious.
It really is.
I can't believe that a tin can, an aluminum can, would rust after 3 days.
Corrode due to soda.
Like that sounds like something that you shouldn't put in your body.
Well, they say soda's not real.
An aluminum can.
Yeah,
let's
I mean,
pour
soda's not
in.
Great for you. There's no question.
Right.
I mean, you can clean your batteries in your car with soda. Like, that's how corrosive they are.
That's crazy. You know, have you ever heard that thing where if you take a nail and you put it in a just a cup of Coke, that it disintegrates like an iron nail?
No,
steel
I never
nail.
Heard that. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I don't know if it's a 3 day thing, but it starts to. I don't know. I thought rust.
Are you making stuff up?
I don't know. You hear things. You get to be my age. You hear
I
things.
I do like when our show gets dramatic, but I hate when texters come in and say, that's not right. None of that's true.
But how do they know?
Well, they might know.
Sometimes we do know. People make assumptions all the time.
In a perfect world, our sound is penetrating the entire Bay Area.
And
with
beyond.
All the people who listen, there might be some experts out there who say, hey.
Yeah. Or they could just be a person with a phone who texts us and we believe them.
Right.
What I'm reading says that it will take the rust off of a nail, but it won't corrode. Yeah,
it would take the rust off of a nail.
But it won't corrode the nail.
It will dissolve the rust, but the nail structure will remain largely intact.
I mean, how long are we leaving the thing in there for?
Well, I mean, do we need to leave it in there for three lifetimes in order to make you correct?
We might.
Well, there's another post here that says it will dissolve a nail in about 4 days. So pick your poison.
See? Here's the problem with all of this stuff. Nobody knows the answer to anything anymore. You cannot definitively get an answer to any GD question. It's worse than before Google.
How do you spell definitely?
Definitely.
You got it.
That's a hard one.
Thank you.
See, you can get the correct answer sometimes.
Once in a great while, Vinny.
The most misspelled words across America. The list is topped by the word definitely.
Yep.
Really?
I misspell that every time put it.
How does anybody misspell anything anymore? Although, I will say.
Well, your first go.
Your autocorrect is just so stupid. No, it automatically corrects it for you.
It'll correct it to, like when I do it, it corrects it to defiantly all the time. Like, I'm that bad of a speller that it.
You're saying that you don't get the word underlined when you're typing stuff? It just fixes it?
Fixes it. Just fixes it.
Then why are you always starting sentences with lowercase?
I just don't capitalize. So if the thing automatically capitalizes it, it does it. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Did the thing I did today capitalize, Vin?
I don't know. I didn't look at the thing.
Nope, it didn't. One of them did.
Wait, what do you mean one of them
One of the sentences started with a capital.
And then all the rest don't.
And all the rest
How's
don't.
How's that possible?
I just don't know.
If the computer's fixing your misspellings without you even participating.
It absolutely does. Because it will predict the word. And then all I have to do is hit the space bar and it goes to the next thing.
Oh, so you're participating. Okay, what I'm saying is if I'm typing and I don't even look up, it'll underline it and as if it's wrong and then I have to go back.
I don't know. I guess it all behaves differently on everything that we do.
We just finished the script. Well, we didn't. We weren't there. But Scripps National Spelling Bee just happened. The winner was a 13-year-old kid from Texas.
Oh, what's the winning word?
He correctly spelled eclaircissement. Eclaircissement. Jesus.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry I asked. That was my bad. My bad on that one.
And these are rough words. The other one starts with a U, but it looks like it's Juapez. But that would be a J. Juapez. I don't know. They're obviously.
Yeah, they go deep by the time they get to the end.
Definitely is the most misspelled word in America. Separate.
Oh, yeah.
Necessary on the list.
Oh.
Believe.
I feel like because those are so commonly misspelled, my whole life I've been trying to spell them right.
Through.
Through? Why is that? Oh, you mean like through the ball? Or through?
No, through.
Through the time. Through time.
It's just one of those. Maybe they're getting the.
Leaving off the R?
Well, like you just said, there's through as in E-W, and then there's through O-U-G-H. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't
Maybe
get that.
Maybe they're making it like thought and putting a G-H-T Maybe. At the end.
Gorgeous, neighbor, business, favorite, and restaurant round out your top 10 most misspelled words. Restaurant.
Ow. Restaurant.
How do you get favorite wrong, though?
I know.
I guess the O?
The E at the end.
Oh, the E at the end. Okay. Well.
Oh.
If I wrote that, I would. This word's not finished.
Right.
Without the E.
Agreed.
Like, I'd go, that doesn't seem right.
Right. I know, words do look a certain way. I'm surprised neighbor, because neighbor's in the I before E, except after C or when sounding like A is a neighbor away. And then you would know, except for weird.
Sarah, you have a garage.
No, I don't. I do not have a garage.
What?
I know. It's one of the horrors of my life that I don't have a garage. I have a shed.
You have this house you've never stopped working on for 20 years.
Yep.
And there's no garage there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, you can't help us with this story. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something that I'm very surprised by. They say these are things you should never store in your garage. And then half the stuff is like
oily rags.
Where in the hell else are you going to put paint?
Oh.
Where would you put paint? Cans of paint. You know, we just had our house painted.
Mm-hmm.
And they left these cans by the garage door when they cleaned up and split. Right. And I'm like, I assume they're coming back when they get the toilet, you know, the porta potty they put out there. They'll get the cans. Then the porta potty went away, and I'm like,
did they write on it like, this is the trim, this is the bit, there's your touch-up paint?
I didn't write, but I didn't. I thought, oh, they'll just come back for that stuff. It turns out that's my paint now, and I had to find a place for it.
You did buy it.
It sat there for days before I put it together.
I don't know why they would say that. Like, ours is in our, not a garage, but in our tool shed. You know, it's in a shed. Is it because the heat and cold?
I guess they say moisture and temperature fluctuations will ruin your stuff over a long period of time. Bugs can get into sealed containers, and you have to worry about rodents and spiders in your garage. So they say these are things you don't store there. Pet food, wine. All right. Blankets and clothing. All right. Paint, that's going in the garage.
Yeah, that's
dude.
The only place for it.
Firewood. All right. Propane tanks. Where else are you going to store those?
Outside.
All right. I mean, I don't have any, but
I don't know that for sure. That's
my propane tank.
It seems like it shouldn't
be
in a contained.
No, it wouldn't. Everything's connected to gas. I don't have any of those tanks.
Yeah.
Important documents or paperwork, photographs, books, electronics, art, all this stuff.
All
chemicals.
All the stuff that we store there.
Where else would you put chemicals?
Kids' room.
Yeah. That's a good place. Right. Or under the sink in their bathroom.
Survey says.
Kids' room. We'll pass. We can't think of any place else to start. We don't know.
Anyway, I just feel like the garage is where everything goes. What are you talking about?
It is true. It's just a big storage dump.
Ever since we stopped putting cars in there, you know, thanks to the pandemic.
Right.
Everything goes in there. Everything. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Luckily, I don't have one of those, so I don't have these problems. I just keep building more sheds out back.
I can't believe you haven't put a garage in. That is really strange.
If only I could fit one. We've actually talked about at least getting a carport, but we can't do it. It's too close to our property line. Got to have setbacks.
Oh,
I know.
So you've already explored the possibility.
Yes. Yeah.
Sarah Winchester.
It really is.
We have a new idea.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah. And when you say we, you mean?
It's John.
Oh.
Yeah. He wants to do, you ever see those, they're like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a room, and on one side of it is a wall that has a screen on it, and it's a booth. So it projects like Pebble Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And you...
It's a golf game.
It's like a golf simulator?
Yeah.
So you hit the ball, and wherever it hits on the screen dictates how your shot was on that thing, but it takes some real space, and I'm actually thinking about getting rid of my greenhouse for it. We went and looked, and that's kind of the only space for it in the yard, so... And he chips and pitches around, all around our yard every day. He's like, this is what I want to do when I get old. I'm like, you're already old, so continue. So I think that's going to be our next project.
A golf simulator instead of a greenhouse.
Yes.
I love it.
I kind of love it, too. I think it'll be really fun. He'll love it. And I like golfing. It's fine. I haven't done it in a really long time, but that'd be a fun thing for us to do in our old age, right?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Get into
it's
golf.
Great. It's outdoor. Yeah. You have to lug stuff around. You're outside walking.
A lot of people get divorces after playing golf together too much. So
really,
that true?
Is that true?
People argue a lot. Couples argue. I
never keep score though. I'm always like, let's just scramble from whoever's got the best ball. Like I just don't want to. I just want to play. I just want to be out there.
I like golfing with Christina. We just don't anymore. Who's got 5 hours to chip out of a day?
So John doesn't try to give you tips, and that's not annoying. Like that's one thing that
you know
I found
who tries to
annoying.
Give me tips. Pat.
Of course.
Yeah, Pat. Yeah. Way to help
He's
out.
Got an opinion about
you're a good
everything.
Friend.
He does. But you know what? As a person who has an opinion about everything, we get along pretty well.
Let me get behind you and help you.
No, nothing like that. Stop
what?
It. Not like that.
Oh, Pat, you got a teacher from behind.
He's like, you got to stick your butt out. Stick your butt out. Stick your butt out. I'm like, can you like stop looking at my butt? Just like, you know, give me some other pointer.
Everybody's into your butt, Sarah. Please.
I can't help it. When it's amazing, everybody's into it.
Your eye doctor. What's he looking at your butt for? Nobody knows.
No one knows. It doesn't matter what I go to the hospital for. The guy's in my butt.
Our tax number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say.
All right,
Vinny, the winning word was French, so the last syllable is pronounced like the sections of Paris neighborhoods.
I read.
What?
That's arrondissement.
Okay.
Something like that. Those neighborhoods.
I can play it here.
Yeah, let's
see
hear
if this comes through.
It won't, but
it didn't.
Can
nope.
you hear it?
Oh. I can't hear it. Never mind. It's okay, you guys.
415 says, Vinny, you never did the classroom experiment where you put a nail in a cup of Coke and it disappears?
Oh, That's where I know that from.
I didn't.
I think it took longer than we all thought. But
I do remember one, though, where... My oceanography teacher came in and said...
Oceanography teacher?
Yeah. He came in and said, if you eat this calamari, you'll get extra credit. And at the time, you couldn't get a piece of fish in me for $1 million.
And forget squid.
But I did. I needed that help. I was like, yeah, I better do this.
Is this when you decided, oh, calamari, not too bad?
Well, no, I didn't like it. It was very rubbery.
Well, it is rubbery. It's squid.
He'd had it all day. It wasn't like it was fresh. This is my oceanography teacher.
And was it actually like,
was
so
it
you call
straight
it,
out of the oven or whatever it was.
Right. Was it
yuck.
Was it like the deep fried kind or was it just the circles of gross?
I think it was
white.
Just the circles of white.
By the way, here's that word.
Éclaircissement.
Oh, jeez.
Éclaircissement.
There you go.
408 says, Vinny, if you watch Dirty Dancing with Christina, you may get some.
You might.
Just saying.
Really?
It's a very romantic movie. It's about young love.
I thought there was
touching. Hold me up.
Someone wrote in and said, don't watch that with your daughter. There's a secondary story there that's not for young people.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
The pregnancy thing.
Yeah.
Oh, see.
Mm. I think that came up when we were talking about it. What's it rated? Probably PG-13,
huh? It
was
PG-13, I believe, right, Bob?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the 11-year-old
could handle it. I think so, too. And should. I mean, yes. You know.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, 510.
They handle it well.
Mm-hmm.
They say, it's because the majority of your listeners are actually smarter than you are.
Yes, that is true. Thank you.
Real nice.
Thanks for listening to the dumb people. What does that say about you? We'll see you soon, and you'll hate everything we say.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.